Even more important that you support our community.
Thank you.
You've been listening to your WPKY News Edge. Find news 24 hours a day at WPKYonline.com.
Welcome to Decision 2022. Thank you for joining us here on WPKY for the Political Forum as we hear from candidates tonight running for Caldwell County District 1 Magistrate, Jailer, Princeton Mayor, 8th District State Representative, and County Judge Executive. News Director Alan Watts and I, Tammy Hancock, will be leading the discussions with the candidates on the November ballots.
Well, good evening. Welcome. Alan Watts here. Tammy Hancock, it's a pleasure to be working with you tonight, Tammy. And it's a pleasure to have all of our candidates. I think we have 100% attendance tonight. So all of our candidates will be with us tonight. And we'll start off with our District 1 Magistrate race and continue with our Caldwell County Jailer race, Mayor of Princeton, 8th District State Representative. We'll finish up things tonight with our Caldwell County Sheriff's race. And look forward to this and just a good discussion of issues. We've told, and Judge Executive race, so no one let me forget that. Those gentlemen probably just got worried that I had left them off the list, but not at all. They're our last forum tonight. So just really what I want to do here, and we've talked a little bit about this before we started out here in this one and all of our races tonight, rather than so much of a structured event, we're just going to have a good discussion of the issues and talk about some of the things facing Princeton and Caldwell County and really what your ideas are to solve those and how we move the county forward and what we do there. So it's a pleasure to have with us tonight both of our candidates, Mr. Albert Bennett, who's been actually served in that role for many years, and Mr. Austin Knight as well. So thank you guys for being here with us tonight. And we're going to start off and really base our format on how you guys have already drawn for ballot position. So we'll start off with Mr. Albert Bennett. Just take a couple of minutes, Mr. Bennett, tell us why you're seeking election and what you want to do as a District 1 magistrate.
I'm running for my sixth term. Before I became a magistrate, I served almost 19 years on the Fredonia City Council. Being involved in the community has been what I've enjoyed doing. And even before that, as a teenager, I coached Little League Baseball, served as president of the Fredonia Elementary PTO until the school was moved to Princeton. And I've always tried to be involved. And during that, I was asked to serve on the Fredonia City Council. And we made a lot of progress there in Fredonia while I served as a city council member. And then I was asked by some of the people there in Fredonia, said, hey, look, we need a representation from the northern end of the county, from Fredonia. And said, we'd like to see you run for that office. And I've had an honor to do it. And this year is going to be more of a challenge than any time if the situation that we're faced with COVID and we're seeing so many changes made. And I'm looking forward to, serving again and for another four years.
Thank you very much, Mr. Albert Bennett. Mr. Austin Knight, same to you. Tell us a bit about you and why you're running for office.
My name's Austin Knight, born and raised in Caldwell County. I'm 41 years old. The reason I'm seeking to run for magistrate is I know how to manage a budget. I run my own business. It's called Knight's Continuous Gutters. I've had people come to me and ask if I would think about running, so I said yes, I would. People's wanting a voice. I would like to give that voice, be the person to give a voice for District 1. Work for people in District 1, not just Republicans or Democrats, but both parties. Member of Chapel Hill Baptist Church. Got two kids, a wife. So, looking to get things done. There's a lot of things that need to be addressed in the county, not just Fredonia, not just White Sulphur, not just Crestville. I mean, the whole area of District 1 has some trouble that it needs addressed. And I would like to be that person to take that stand and help these people in this community.
Very good. Tammy, your first question, Tammy Hancock.
All right. What are three priorities you see for Princeton and Caldwell County? Do you want to go first this time?
Mr. Knight, yeah.
As priorities of what?
What are the three priorities you see for Princeton and Caldwell County?
Yeah, just major issues for Princeton and Caldwell County facing right now.
Right now, major issues. I know county roads, there's, like I said, some of them are in pretty bad shape. I travel some of them daily. Unfortunately, it's rough on your truck and your trailer when you're trying to work. That needs to be addressed. Tax money. Using tax money, we don't want to waste our tax money. I'd like to keep taxes here, and I'd like to save my tax money and not just waste it on things that doesn't need to be done. If it needs to be done, let's do it. The other problem is, like I said, we need a voice. We need a strong voice. Somebody that's going to stand there and actually do something. Let's get it done.
Mr. Bennett?
Well, one of the major things that I've been approached and that I've been working on for the last 3 or 4 years, and it's going to take the years to come, is broadband, Wi-Fi, and internet to rural areas. We have been working on that. I have worked in, with Kennergy, talked with Kennergy, the people there at Kennergy. They're working with the group to get a broadband into this area. And also, I've been in classes where we've talked about broadband. That's one thing in our internet to this area. But as far as county roads, we've got as good a county road as anyone in the state of Kentucky. There's 120 counties, and I hear it every day when we're in a meeting, hey, these roads, there, we've got to have money. But we've got to do something about our roads. But the thing about it is, we've got to have monies set down. We don't have the tax dollars here and to do it. And we have I've worked with different senators and representatives. I've sat in on committee meetings. They're in Frankfort to discuss this issue about the county roads, and that is one thing that needs to be addressed. And also, I know throughout the county, we keep hearing about a drug problem. And that's something that, you know, we all need to be concerned about, and very much so. And there's so many other things. I could probably sit here and talk for 30 minutes, you know, on issues that they, but I'm so glad that the cities and the counties are beginning to work together. Preston and the county, and also Fredonia is working together. But I have always been great about working with the people of all District 1. I know they call me different times, and I answer their calls in a timely manner and take care of the issues, and we will continue to, you know, blacktop roads as we get the money, which I think there's been about 20 miles of blacktop in District 1 in the last couple of years. So I'm very proud of that, and hopefully we can do more in years to come.
Sure. Obviously, one thing that's facing Princeton and Caldwell County, like it is a lot of places, future growth. How does the county prepare for future growth? And Mr. Bennett, we'll go with you first of all. How do we prepare this county for future growth?
Well, as I said, there's 120 counties that's working as hard as we are for industry. And we have got one of the finest young ladies that's working with economic development, working as a Lake Barkley partnership. And she has been working, you know, with people across the state, and she's done a fine job. And once we get broadband and those kind of things into our community, we're going to see some growth. And I know we've been spending money at the airport. And, you know, that's going to be a major a success for, you know, industry to come to this area, knowing that they've got a way of getting in and getting out. And I will continue to work with all of those partnerships as whenever I can. If I'm asked to, I'll do my part.
Very good. Mr. Knight, same question. How does the county prepare for future growth here?
Well, as a county for future growth, you got to look at the long term. Kind of like Mr. Albert said, you got to have jobs. You got to have people researching, looking for jobs, trying to get that infrastructure here. We need it. We're a pretty good sized little town, you know. A lot of people stand behind each other in this town. That's what I like about Caldwell County. there's a lot to be done. There's more that can be done. It just takes time. Like he said, the internet, you know, we need those things. We do. There's other things. We need things for some kids around this county, too, to do. You know, we need something in this town for young kids, for sure. It might help with some of the problem with, you know, keeping some of these kids off the street and drugs. Sure. I mean, it's worth a shot.
Okay. Tammy, okay. A question?
What needs to be done, and this question is for you, Mr. Knight, what needs to be done to better recruit business and industry to the county and region?
Well, that's kind of a deep subject, but there's lots of things. We need to be out looking for more industries than what we have. I know COVID has been tough on everybody as far as people looking to find a job. There's jobs, but there's people that doesn't want to work that you can't have. You know, I mean, it's set a lot of people back. For me as a business owner myself, it's set me back. Instead of having three or four guys working for me, I have two. There's a lot to be done, and you know, there's higher places to go to get it. You know, there's answers. You just got to go get them. Take no for an answer. You don't want no for an answer. We want yes.
Okay, Mr. Bennett, same question. What needs to be done to better recruit business and industry to the county and region?
Back a few years ago, I was asked to serve on a committee, and it had to do with school personnel. And one of the my answer was, why don't you start taking these young people and when they're in eighth grade and get them involved in trade school? That's what we need. We need welders. We need electricians. We need plumbers here in this community. And it's going to take workers that's got the background on these kind of trades. And I think that we need to encourage our young people that go to trade school. That's one thing that a lot of the companies would say, that, you know, we want people that's got a trade. We're looking for people that's got the education on and doing a trade or so forth like that. And it's going to take that. And we also got to have the workforce. The workforce is one thing that they look at. And I know a lot of times that maybe they go to another area. And but they're, because they have the workforce there, in which we may not have here. I know I think Hydra Gear is hiring, Treehouse is hiring, and you know there's jobs out here. And but we've got to have people that would work.
All right, Mr. Bennett, thank you so much. Well, we're going to start with the next question for you, Tammy. I might add a couple of questions here that's not on your list, so that's don't be prepared. I do that sometimes, but hear you guys talk about good topics, and I think some good things to discuss. You mentioned, obviously, I think Fredonia's in your district, and
yes.
How do we make sure we continue? Are you pleased with our city-county relationship we have now? And if not, how do we continue to foster that and improve that to get more things done for Caldwell Countyans as a whole?
We're I'm proud to say I can work with the mayor of Fredonia. I can work with the mayor of Preston, and we have a great the city, county, and Fredonia, and they have a great working relation now. At one time, we didn't. I can remember the time when the mayor of Preston said the fire department would not go outside the city limits. And, you know, that's whenever I was first on the city council. And one thing that I pushed for, is getting a fire station and fire protection. And we've got one of the best little fire stations anywhere around, and that don't have to take the back seat for no one. But that has all changed. We're proud, you know, that Princeton, they come to our aid. We come to their aid. And the same at the county. If we need the county needs something, the city is willing to help out. And that's something that has improved over the years, and I'm proud that I have been part of that.
Mr. Knight, same question. Are you pleased with city-county relations? And if not, how do we continue to foster that and make it even better here in Caldwell County?
Well, it's to me, I feel like that we, as far as a county, I'm not in Fredonia a whole lot. I do work down there from occasion from time to time. Work here in Caldwell too, but also work in other counties. So as far as the question, I'm not real familiar with our mayor and the mayor of Fredonia, how their relations work, how they're doing things. So I'm going to just kind of stay neutral on that question.
Okay. Along the same lines, and you guys have mentioned a little bit about services available for our city and county folks. What can we do to better support our fire departments in Princeton, Caldwell County, and just our fire departments like that, where they provide better service? Obviously, recruitment of firefighters is probably a big issue, because 20 years ago, everybody farmed, everybody had something to do. Nowadays, it's harder to find members. How can we better help our fire departments serve our people?
It takes taxpayer money to keep up the equipment. You got to have it. I mean, look at the wildfires we just had. I mean, we just had several in this county, and unfortunately, you know, there was a house lost. Don't know if it could have been prevented or not. I mean, in that circumstance, that's tough. It really is. But you have to have firefighters, and we need some younger firefighters. We need some younger people. You can only do a volunteer job for so long until you're too old to move to do it. You got to have infrastructure of younger people getting involved. We've got to get more people involved.
And obviously, that's a real challenge, to stay in time getting younger people involved. And Mr. Bennett, same question. How can we better support our fire departments? You mentioned the working relationship there, but how can we better support them to get more people involved in this and move them and make for the protection
county
better?
The problem is right now is getting the manpower, the equipment that we've got, some of the finest equipment. There's always grants. The county and the city both. They will do their hardest to keep good fire equipment for the fire departments. I do know, because in the past, we bought, like at Fredonia, we bought trucks, and also in the county, we bought new trucks for the county. We're always supporting the fire department. Manpower is what we need. Most everyone is working, and they've got day jobs. And you know, there are some that's not working that jumped in that can help out. But mutual aid has been so good, and I'm so proud of all of our fire department here in Princeton and Caldwell County and Fredonia, and those that are willing to, you know, to help in mutual aid, because they have spent a lot of hours doing that in different times.
And you're listening to Decision 2022 on WPKY Princeton. And we'll continue. One more question, and then we'll finish up with our closing remarks here. Agriculture, of course, is big in Caldwell County, and big in all parts of the county, for that matter. Mr. Bennett, what can you do, or what will you do as a magistrate to help better support our farmers and agriculture in Caldwell County?
One thing is education. Marketing is great. Keeping our roads in good shape, our state highways, you know, where these trucks and combines are moving up and down. Which I farm, and I raise beef cattle, and I'm not out on the road a whole lot, but I have helped farmers move equipment up and down the highways, and I see the problem there. But educating our young people and getting our young people involved in farming, and the prices, there's some years that we have great prices, and things are done good, and then everybody's excited, and then there are a lot of times that we're at the mercy of the markets. That's one thing. Every day I get up and look at the market, the cattle and so forth, and that. But agriculture has become probably the biggest industry we have in Caldwell County, and I'm proud to be part of it, and I will continue to do whatever I can. As you know, today was the UK Research Center Beef Bash, which I've been involved with that for the last several years, and it brings people in from all over the state to learn more about raising beef cattle and some of the products that they have on the market.
Thank you, Mr. Bennett. Mr. Knight, same question. What can you do? What can we do better in Caldwell County to support our farmers and agriculture throughout the county?
I was raised on a farm. Still live on the family farm. Big impact farmers are facing is fuel prices. It is absolutely crushing of the price of fuel. We got to have educated farmers too. Our roads have got to be in good shape. Our county roads, which back roads, they need to be in some of them are in really good shape and some of them are not. We've got to make sure that we're not hindering farmers trying to get down the roads either. I see from time to time as people are moving farm equipment, you got a lot of people that get impatient. It just takes a little extra time for them to move up and down the road. They need it. If without them, we don't eat. I'm there to help any of them. If they need help, if I can lend a hand, I will be there for any of them because I know the struggle of what it takes and what it costs and what you could lose.
All right, Mr. Knight, thank you very much. And we'll kind of finish now with our closing thoughts since Mr. Bennett went first with the opening statement. We'll let you go. Any closing thoughts and you'd like to pass on?
Running for Maastricht, I'd appreciate your vote. As far as sitting on a court, I will not waste your taxpayers' dollars. I will answer phone calls. I will return phone calls. I will get an answer. If I don't have the answer, I will get you an answer. Like I said, I run my own business. I know how to manage a budget. Tax dollars to me is, it needs to, we don't need to spend extra money on things that are not needed. And that's all I have.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Austin Knight, with us. And then, of course, Mr. Albert Bennett, your closing thoughts.
Well, first, I want to thank the radio station for putting this on. It's been an honor to be up here tonight. And if I'm reelected, I just want to, all the people in District 1 to know that I will continue to be there for them as I have in the past. And I will continue to work for these broadband, Wi-Fi, and internet, whatever I need to do. And there are so many things. As I've said earlier, right now, it's not what you know, it's who you know, it seems like anymore. And I know that I will be a voice for the people here in District 1 and all of Caldwell County in Frankfort when I'm there. And I will continue to, as I have always for the last many years since I've been serving, is answer the phone calls and returning them quick enough time, and so I will continue to do that, and I'll be the magistrate that I have for 20 years. I've never voted for a tax increase. I vote against some that have been brought up, and I will continue to do that because right now we're in a hurting time. There's a lot of young people that here working. The gas prices is high, and they're just barely getting by. And you know, and those people are going to be our future, and especially our young people in college or our high school kids. The young ones they are our future, and I'll be there for them as I have in the past, and because. As I've said, they are the future of our community.
Mr. Albert Bennett, Mr. Austin Knight, candidates for District 1 Magistrate, with us tonight on WPKY. Tammy?
More Decision 2022 coming up after the break.
Black Patch Grill is a bar and grill with a twist. Come in and try authentic Irish fare or your favorite Southern comforts.